The defence has come out swinging in the New Zealand First Foundation trial today, saying only Winston Peters can prove the Crown's case. Its closing arguments brought the judge-alone trial in the High Court in Auckland to an end today. Justice Jago's reserving his decision. Our political reporter Annika Smith has more.
Over the past 3 weeks, New Zealand First Party leader Winston Peters has been the elephant in the courtroom. His name has come up time and time again, and yet the trial hasn't heard any evidence from him. This was the focal point of the defence's closing arguments today in the case against two men who still have interim name suppression, accused of mishandling political donations. Defence lawyer Tudor Klee argued without Winston, the Crown doesn't have a case.
The Crown says Mr. Peters, who plainly trusted, simply proceeded on the basis, as told the SFO, that it had been ensured that everything was legal, that he too was oblivious as to what was really going on. So effectively, sir, what the Crown is saying is that Mr. Peters was duped. And if that's the case, sir, what is the point in not calling him?
The Crown does say Winston Peters was duped. It alleges the two men deployed a fraudulent device, trick or stratagem to fool the party, including its board and its leader, by collecting and spending $750,000 that should have been treated as political donations. The trial has heard from an array of New Zealand First characters, a party secretary, former MP and operations manager, but not its leader. Tudor Klee argued Mr. Peters' absence leaves holes in the Crown's case only he can fill.
He was and remains the leader, the senior executive of the party, and was present at all material times in this case. He is readily available. Even the Speaker of the House could find him to serve a trespass notice.
The Serious Fraud Office does have the power to compel someone to give evidence in court. Mr. Klee went as far as inferring it decided against forcing Winston Peters to give evidence out of fear he would contradict their case. It's an allegation prosecutor John Dixon QC said the judge should dismiss.
There is no evidence one way or the other on that before Your Honour. In fact, it's misleading because he did in fact answer questions, but I'm not going to go into that because I'm not going to give evidence from the bar. There is no evidence before Your Honour, and I invite Your Honour to disregard that submission.
The men are accused of mishandling political donations, but they're not charged under the Electoral Act. The Serious Fraud Office charged them with obtaining by deception under the Crimes Act, just a few weeks out from the 2020 general election. Tudor Klee criticised the case's development over time, saying the Crown's case is a suspicion searching for a statute.
This was an attempt by the SFO to shoehorn an offence under the Electoral Act into the Crimes Act, and that provides perhaps the most succinct explanation of why the Crown struggled so much over 2 years to simply find a way of explaining what happened.
Justice Jago's has reserved his decision, signalling he'll deliver it reasonably promptly. It could still be a matter of weeks before it's ready.